What are you? Oh, whoa. Sorry. I didn't see you in here. What are you doing in bed? I didn't interrupt something, did I? Do you want me to come back later? Okay. Alright. Well, I've been out shopping, and I wanted to try some stuff on in here. Here, look at my bags. These are the results of a whole shopping spree. There were some pretty great sales today, so I grabbed clothes for the both of us. I thought this was going to be a private dress-up session, but since you're here, and well, I'm not sure if you're wearing anything under those blankets, would you like to join me? Play a little dress-up? Maybe get us both looking pretty for a date later? We can have a little romantic evening entirely in our apartment. I mean, there were candles for sale too, so I'm itching to use those. We can have a cute date, try on these clothes to look nice for it, and have it 100% localized in this building, if that sounds relaxing to you, of course. We'll have a little fun, and trust me, I got everything. Look, got some makeup, eyeliner and stuff, necklaces, cute skirts. You think this is all for me? Come on. You know I've been wanting to see you when you're dressed so pretty. We won't be leaving here, so we can go all out if we want to. And I don't have to worry if I mess up your makeup by getting too passionate later. If you're uncomfy with it, just let me know. I want this to be a night where we can both melt into some nice relaxation and just decompress. Now, here. I got you knee socks and a skirt. I'd like to see you in them. I know your size and saw that they matched, so I couldn't help myself. I'll turn away while you're getting those on. I have a surprise for you. Obviously, if you ever feel off or anything, let me know. Not just trying to get you into that skirt for the aesthetics alone. There's a certain vulnerability that starts to become empowering from it. At least, that's how I feel when I'm wearing really girly stuff and on top of you. It just feels that much more intense. Like I'm doing something really wrong that feels so right and so good. Oh, I'm rambling. You're changed, aren't you? Turn around, babe. Wow, you look lovely. Okay, I'm getting a little flustered up here, but, here, I got you flowers. Just for you. I think you said you liked the red ones once. You can put one in your hair if you want. I think it'd look lovely. They smell good, too. You are so cute right now. And yeah, I thought you deserved some warm feelings tonight. And the flowers are part of the package deal. I've got eyeliner here, too. You can put it on if you'd like. Literally, everybody looks hotter with eyeliner on, so I'm not sure why it's not more widespread. Actually, I don't think you have experience getting eyeliner on. We'll just have to address that, won't we? And definitely unrelated, but which skirt looks better? Yeah, I like the black and white one too. Was hoping you'd pick that. Gonna make the boots match better too. Hey, don't look at me like that. These are my step-in boots. They make me feel powerful. Not that I actually want to step on you, but, you know, conceptually. I think it's hot to be in control with these. We should try getting that eyeliner on you. But you're so inexperienced. I think you might need some practice. What are we ever gonna do to make sure you learn? I think I know a way. Sit up, lovely boy. I'll touch you while you try to get eyeliner on. That way, any time you try after this will be a piece of cake. How does that sound? I promise not to get too carried away. Probably. Here, I'll start. You just go at your own pace, and I'll go at mine. It's cute that all I have to do is reach under your skirt to do this, you know? And we even get the benefit of you looking so adorable. It turns me on a lot to see your face instantly change just from me starting. I better go really slow then. I don't want my lovely boy to get overwhelmed. Yet. And another thing, darling. Don't you dare think about coming until I give you permission. Because while you're in this bed with me, in control of you, you're mine. To use as a sex toy, a plaything, all of that. But while I'm turning you into my lovely fuck doll, remember, I love and care about you. I'm not actually going to be disappointed if you come early. I'll hold you really tight, and we'll cuddle until you feel better, no matter how long that takes. One of the reasons I want to lovingly use you is because I can feel how hard it makes you to hear that I'll be using you for however long I want tonight. How much you throb when I look at you like you're a good slutty boy who needs to be used. I wouldn't want to fuck you into this mattress if I didn't hear your cute moans of approval every time I did. You got that? Babe, you need to focus on your eyeliner. You keep getting so distracted. I must be teasing you too much by going so slow. We better change that by having me go faster. You're so fucking lovely. And just think, babe. With you in this skirt, I can reach around you, pull it up, and feel you whenever I want. You know I'd want to do that, just for the hell of it. For the sole reason of seeing you squirm. I can feel how warm you are. Being able to look down and see how turned on you are. And being able to look up and admire that face that can't help but show how desperate you are. It's... fuck. Okay, I've waited long enough. I've been waiting to ride you all day. Lay back, pet. Wow. You got, like, no eyeliner on at all. That's not super surprising. Here, stay still. Let me on top of you. Seeing you under me is making me greedy. So I'm gonna grind on you while we do this. Try not to squirm. Don't you dare worry about things getting messy. I'm already wearing boots on the bed. And besides, I'm planning to change the sheets tonight anyway. So I can do whatever I want to you without any worries. I can tell how difficult this is for you. How difficult it is to keep your composure. Just one more. There. You look so much better than I could have ever expected. I'm getting some butterflies. Come here. I want to keep you under me for a long time. I'm going to use your cock like a sex toy. I'd like to hear you moan while I make sure I hit all my sweet spots. Understand, pet? Wait, I feel like we're missing something. Something else we should be doing. Oh, I know. Of course. We're on a date. Let's hold hands. Of course I'm going to hold your hand while I fuck your brains out. I love you. I'll make sure to get you inside of me slowly. Wow, you're the most beautiful fuck doll in the world. I want to hear you moan. Be able to look down and see you completely taken by all the pleasure of my angling your dick to hit every nice spot. I'd love to see you lose yourself to how good it feels. Nothing would make me happier right now. You're my good boy that I get to use. Can you repeat that for me? Aw, what's that? I couldn't hear you over your good boy moans. Can you speak up? That's better. Moan for me. Such a pretty boy. And you feel so good. Every bit of pleasure I'm getting is caused by you, you know. And I'm getting a lot of it. I'm gonna ruin you. Figuratively. You know, when I say that, I'm more talking about the act of. I know you get what I'm saying. Hey, I don't think you have room to look at me like I'm a dork right now. Come on, just think. I mean, all it would take for me to reduce you to a cute moaning mess is just to move a little quicker. Fuck. That's good. I see you squirming, babe. Remember,
I didn't say you could come yet.
If you do end up finishing inside me before I tell you to, well, then I'm just gonna have to keep riding you until I'm satisfied. It doesn't matter how much you squirm under me. It turns me on more. It makes me want to use my fuck toy even harder. That is, unless you actually want me to stop. But I don't think that's the case, is it? You want to be my good boy fuck toy no matter what? That's a good, honest boy. You really know what you want, don't you? You're so pretty. So, so pretty. I've wanted to do this for so long, but I still didn't think it would be so fun. It makes me so happy to hear you whimper and squirm, and I know you love it, because you're my adorable masochist, and I'll use you and remind you that I adore you every single chance I get in any way I can think of. One of those ways just happens to be fucking you as hard as I want, whenever I feel like it, so it's a win-win for both of us. I'm gonna drain you empty. You hear me? I want everything. You're mine to use. My cute fuck toy to ride whenever I get bored. You are my good boy. The pretty boy who I want to make desperate to come. Over and over and over. There's no better feeling than seeing my beautiful boy under me like this. I know you have to come soon. Your dick feels like heaven. And I'd love for you to finish inside me soon. Beg for it, pet. I want to feel you need it. There better not be a single bit of cum that I miss, okay? Relax and... fuck. That's a good boy. Come for me. Come for me. Babe, are you okay? Come here. You can relax. Here, let me get off you for a second. Oh, wow, that's a lot of cum. I can feel that. I guess I wasn't lying when I said I'd squeeze every last drop out of you. Here, I'm gonna get us cleaned up. And I brought one more thing that I wanted to show you. I got you a hoodie. It was on sale, and I thought of you when I saw it. I'll spray my perfume on it later so it smells like me too. Let me put it on you. Arms up. Good, you look comfy in it. And huggable. So, the next thing we should do for our date, we're gonna take a nap. That sounds nice right about now. I think we both need one. A date nap. Wrap your arms around me. Yeah, you've got me. And I've got you too.